must confess to you, I don't believe that there's any way God could have told me to do that in which I would have done it. Shame on me, but that's the truth. If God had appeared to me in a cloud, I would have said it's a fluke of nature. If an angel, I would say it's the devil disguised as an angel of light. If it was a voice, I'd say I'm hearing things. And I don't really think, speculation on my part, I don't think he got much affirmation from Sarah. Ed, it's yours. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Over here, Walt. My sister-in-law just found out that my brother-in-law had an affair. He has never been a professor. He was a professing believer, but now confesses that he never was, and now is professing to have given his heart to Christ. Praise the Lord if that's the case. She, on the other hand, is a professing believer, and is getting counsel from Christians and non-Christians. It's the counsel of Christians that concerns me more than the counsel of non-Christians. We won't go into that, but my question is this, and how would you answer, how would you respond to this? She says to me that her conscience or her values, in so many words, are based on what she believes the Bible says. How does God feel about divorce? We believe that he hates it. And yet, she's being counseled by some Christians that in the New Testament, it does bear exception for marital unfaithfulness. So now she is conflicted in her conscience because that is the one get out of jail free loophole, whatever you want to call it, that is a we want Scripture to affirm our decisions, and there it seems to give an exception to something that would seemingly be a contradiction because we know God hates it. So how would you respond to that?
Well, first and foremost, in the Old Testament, the husband would have been dead by now, so that's a non-issue. So you're talking about the New Testament. In the New Testament, God says, I don't want you to divorce, but I will allow you to. That's what we call the permissive will of God. So she is permitted within the parameters of Scripture in this scenario to divorce. But if she wants the mind of God on it, God clearly says, I will permit it, but it's not my perfect will. And she'll have to make the call. Ed, thank you.
Thank you, Walt.